First-year head coach Andrew Klenk with the Kemper Knights joining us here as, again, we preview the upcoming girls' basketball season. And, of course, our preview show already brought to you by RJV Transport, Motor Inn, also Quant Auto Salvage, Corn Belt Telephone, and Pizza Ranch, just to name a few of the sponsors for this year. I mentioned first-year head coach of the girls' basketball program, not a first-year head coach with Kemper Athletics. Coach, how are you, man? Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Jeff. I'm good. Just ready for the season to get underway. It's kind of crept up on us, and it's like Christmas Day.
How did you guys get through with you being on the football coaching staff trying to get ready for the basketball season? They do overlap a little bit.
You know, unfortunately, I wish we were still playing football. You know, Coach Yetmar, my assistant, has really been involved in the off season with everything that we've done as far as our summer stuff and then our fall league, getting that set up. Coach Hackford, who helped work with the girls in fall league, I've tried to be there as much as possible, but obviously, you know, being in sport with football kind of takes my time away. But, you know, the girls have had a really good fall, getting to open gyms, playing fall league. You know, we just kind of been a balancing act of, you know, getting kids active, keeping them, you know, playing basketball or playing some sort of fall sport.
Coach, you know the girls. You've been around them. You teach them. You've coached them in track and other things. What are we going to look at with the style here? What are we going to see from the Knights? You're going to be run and gun. You're going to be slow down, try to use some size. What's the look going to be of the Kemper girls basketball program under Andrew Klenk?
We're not going to go down without a fight. Our MO going into this year, and we talked about it last night at practice, is we're going to work hard for everything that we get. You know, throughout other sports, we always talk about, you know, go and earn everything. And I really want that to translate over into the sports that we have on the girls' side of things, where, you know, you work hard, you know, you're going to get what your reward from that. You know, you don't put in the effort, you're going to get the negative side to it. And, you know, the fact is as coaches, we got to hold ourselves accountable the same way. We're going to be, in a sense, a different style of team than we have been the last couple of years. We're going to look to play man defense because you've got to be able to play man. We got to be able to rebound. We got to be able to communicate. Communication is going to be a big thing for us. We're going to look to mix in some things from a full court standpoint, three quarter court, half court. But the biggest thing for us is going to be understanding the game of basketball and being able to use the other four girls on the court. That's the mentality, is it takes five girls on the court to play basketball, not just one. So, you know, whether it's defensively or offensively, we're going to look to change things up. We've got some athletes. We've got some speed, so having that ability to be able to push the floor when the time is right and being able to understand our role across the board.
Coach, how much has it helped knowing these players, having coached them in other sports or potentially having taught them in school?
You know, there's that relationship piece that I think is super important, you know, as a coach to have with your athletes because you see them in the classroom, you see them in the hallways. In a small town, you see them at the local grocery store or at a fast food restaurant or even elsewhere, and you have that relationship where you know how they work, you know how they know how you work, and it allows you to, in a sense, be able to push them maybe a little bit farther than, say, somebody else, and be able to hold them accountable on a different level. And I think that really escalates or builds that level of relationship that you have, and then going forward, it allows you to feel that trust that you need to have with your athletes on the court.
Sounds like fundamentals and just getting comfortable with each other has been a focus here in the preseason. What is the total focus for you guys in this preseason to get ready for that first game coming up?
I know that every coach probably says this early on, but fundamentals, I mean, the basics. You got to be able to do the fundamentals. You got to be able to do the basics to get where you want to go. You know, we have goals that we have in mind, and you know, those goals aren't attainable unless you really build a solid base to it. And that base for us is going to be the fundamentals of basketball. I mean, it's going to be playing great defense. It's going to be, you know, having good spacing on the floor. It's being able to communicate, you know, whether it's offensively, defensively, on the glass, being able to eliminate the turnovers. You know, that's our focus. Is we can take care of those things within our wall, within our gym, when we're working on us. When it comes to game time, that stuff is going to carry over. So we're really focused on just making ourselves the best version of ourselves.
Got some great returners coming back this year. Catherine Mayhall, Ellie Sybil, Carson Ovimal, Kerrigan Earlbeck, Casey Peter, Lauren Bell, Franny Glenn, Kaylee Derrickson, Aubrey Houghton, all saw some minutes for you at some point or another last season. So a good group of kids to kind of build things around.
We lost one senior in Cora, and Cora was, you know, she was a big piece as far as coming back and giving us just about everything she could, you know, as a senior. And, you know, we returned a lot, and we returned a lot that was actually really young last year as sophomores, and, well, Carson was a freshman. You know, and I think that really helps us from a sense of they've seen it. You know, they've been through the gauntlet of the Hawkeye 10 of a full basketball season, and I think that allows us to build off of that. I think that maturity standpoint of going from being a sophomore to a junior, from a freshman to a sophomore, you know, having that time to get stronger, to get faster, and to really kind of understand the game a little bit more is really going to help us out. You know, we got a large group of girls that return from last year, so it should be a lot of fun to see what growth we made from last year to this year.
Also some younger players. 7 of the 17 girls between 9th and 12th are freshmen, according to the roster, so a lot of young girls. Who are some young girls? Are there some young kids that maybe have a chance to break into the rotation this year?
Oh, man, I tell you what, Jeff, that freshman group is
talented.
They're a bunch of gym rats. They love being in the gym. You know, Coach Yetmar, it would have been last spring, he's like, hey, I got girls that want to be in the gym, you know, 4 days a week. How do I do that? And I'm like, well, let me see if I can get some facilities, you know, figured out for you, and you can get some gym time. But that freshman class has got some girls that just love the game of basketball. And, you know, we're early on, and it's probably a little too hard to tell who exactly is going to help us out. But I really think that, you know, they can be that class that really builds our culture into what it needs to be going forward. And, you know, as freshmen, they got the next 4 years to really leave their footprint in this program. And, you know, the girls ahead of them have done a great job of being a part of this program going forward. And I really think that if we can get those freshmen to buy in and continue to just be gym rats like they already are, it's only going to continue to improve our success on the court.
Talking right now with first-year head coach Andrew Klink with the Kemper girls basketball program as we take a look at the upcoming basketball season. Coach, what do you feel like the strengths of this team will be to start the year?
You know, I think our strengths are going to be our ability to run the floor. We saw some of that this summer, saw a little bit of it this fall. Our guards are ran by Kate Mayhall, who's a senior for us. You know, our bigs are one-year veterans as far as varsity experience is concerned. And, you know, I think getting them to understand the game and getting them to run the floor. You know, we've got girls that are super athletic in that aspect and should be able to run the floor and run the floor well for us. You know, I think that is definitely going to benefit us, you know, from a guard big standpoint.
Concerns coming into the year?
Rebounding. And I think that's, you know, across the board, when it comes to high school basketball, it's kind of a lost art, is the aspect of, you know, not giving up second chance opportunities, to be aggressive enough to give yourself second chance opportunities. You know, you look at some of the most successful teams across the state, that every year, year in and year out, they are, you know, leading their class, their conference in rebounds per game. Rebounds are huge because you're eliminating second chance opportunities and you're giving yourself second chance opportunities.
The schedule this year, some of the non-conference games, you got Carroll, Grandview Christian, Kingsley Pearson, Greene County, Spirit Lake, Webster City, ESAC, Bishop Heelan, Sioux City North, just some of the teams right now on the schedule for the non-conference. Do you like your non-conference schedule? And then everybody knows the Hawkeye 10 is going to be good. How does the Hawkeye 10 break down in your mind this year?
We changed some things up with our non-con, just trying to find some schools with some closer locations, maybe some teams we haven't played in the last couple of years, just to kind of give us a better look, a little different competition. You know, we're going to Atlantic this Saturday. We'll be playing a couple of different teams down there. It's just a 25-minute scrimmage format. And then we play Panora right before Thanksgiving with the boys. You know, I think our schedule sets up well for us. Carroll's going to be a tough test right off the bat. They're a solid squad. They bring back a lot of girls, a lot of veteran leadership on that team. And then we added in Grandview Christian right off the bat. Haven't played them before. Looking at their stats, they look like they are, you know, they're going to show up and they're going to compete. So, you know, I think getting some competition early on is really going to allow us to, you know, to be able to put ourselves on the court and say, hey, where are we at with this? You know, getting in the Hawkeye 10, doesn't matter what year it is, the Hawkeye 10 is going to be tough. You know, whether it's the perennial top dogs of, you know, your Lewis Centrals, your Harlins, even, to be honest with you, on the girls' side of things, Red Oak has been decent in other sports. Who knows what they're going to present this year. They usually have some good girl athletes. But, you know, Atlantic's got some young talent. St. Albert's has some young talent, you know, Clorinda, Shen, I mean, the list goes on and on as far as what we've got. Denison, we saw them this summer. You know, they've got a bunch of girls returning. They've got a coach over there that runs a phenomenal system of what he wants to get done, and the girls, you know, buy into it. So you know, for us, it's just going to be kind of a mentality of, hey, we're 0-0 tonight, right? We're stepping on the floor. Here's what we got. Here's what we've game planned for. You know, let's go attack it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time here today. Looking forward to working with you again this season for basketball. Talking to you every Saturday morning, of course, on the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show, and seeing you and this team throughout the season. Appreciate all your time here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. And you know what? Our girls love meeting with you after games and talking about, you know, their performances. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you.
You've had head coach again, Andrew Klink, with the Canberra girls basketball team. We'll step away, take a break. Tyler Bruner, he'll be in with the next interview. That's coming up next year on the Girls Basketball Preview Show.